This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Gary Keller. Gary's got a fascinating background, and he's also the CEO and founder of Zomix. He's going to talk to us about what he does, that company, how he sees competition, strategy, and a little bit more. Gary, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us a bit about Zomix and how you got it started?
It's a pleasure to be here. I have a background of about 35 years in biotechnology, the first part of which was launching international products in the U.S. through national sales forces. And then after forming Zomix, working on efforts that involve technology commercialization and building strategic efforts in biotechnology.
Yeah, tell us what Zomix does. What do you guys do?
So Zomix is a biotechnology accelerator and a consultancy. So through Zomix, we've done many things over the last 20 years, including building companies, the most prominent of which is NantQuest, a cell therapy company that went public in 2015. The Florida Institute for the Commercialization of Public Research, H2O Tech, and EPA Water Innovation Cluster that covers the southeast seven United States. And then working with foreign companies, countries that also want to build technology as part of their economy, such as Lithuania. And so the company's really focused on technology commercialization and looking at how to create value and impact through IP-based technologies.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the business strategy. Who do you seek out as customers? What do you make your sort of proposition for value? Tell us a little bit about how the business operates and a little bit about the business strategy.
Sure. So we've worked with federal laboratories in the licensing of their products and partnering. We've worked with academic institutions, both in finding opportunities for out-licensing their technologies, as well as working with companies that have received early stage funding and need support in figuring out what the next steps are for their development. Those would be a couple of key examples.
Oh, fantastic. And what do you view, Gary, is what you're most excited about this year? When you look at this year, what are you most excited about?
Well, actually, one of the things I'm most excited about is the residual impact of COVID-19 on the biotechnology industry, because as a result of the effort to deal with the pandemic, there have been more collaborations and mergers and acquisitions, I think, that have ever occurred within the industry, and being able to see how that enables the ability to expedite taking technologies and moving them forward into products is inspiring.
And what do you look at as your company and Zomix big priorities this year? What are the big priorities this year?
The big priorities this year are being able to work with companies that are seeking to monetize their intellectual property through licensing, or that are engaged in taking intellectual property that they have and have developed into a product to be able to support moving that product forward from where it is to the next step. And that may involve a number of things. It could be partners for the manufacturing and distribution. It could be efforts that they have to find strategic investment, and being able to also work with those companies so that they have a clear direction and understanding of what needs to occur in order to create value.
And when you look at competition and what you do, who are you competing with for projects, for business? How does that look? Just so people get a better understanding of the ecosystem.
Well, if we look at the academic sector, initially, most academic technology transfer was focused on licensing. from the Licensing Executive Society, one of the studies that was done showed that intellectual property was worth 18-fold more if it was turned into a company. And within academia, there's a much stronger effort to commercialize technologies into companies. So a lot of internal resources have been developed, entrepreneurs in residence, early stage funds, accelerator programs, engagements in federal programs, as well as consortiums between institutions that help enable success based on resources across the network. For example, the Midwest University Research Network, for which I served as president for a number of years, covers 14 Midwest states and 2 provinces of Canada. And the individuals responsible for the startups in those institutions are who make up the representation in that organization, with a focus on being able to share resources, or as a result of having a much broader draw, attract resources that otherwise were not going to come to the Midwest.
Fantastic. And Gary, one more question. Where did you learn more about Gary Keller and Zomit? How can they learn more about what you do and seek you out?
I think the best way to learn more about me would be through LinkedIn. And if there's an interest in being able to speak with me in further detail, I would recommend either emailing me at gary.keller@xomix.com, or you can call me at 773-251-8214.
Gary, I want to thank you for joining the Becker Business and Private Equity podcast today. Just a pleasure to visit with you and learn a little bit more about what you do in Zomix. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today.